Hello, hello, everyone. We are live. Yes, it's July 18th, 2025. I know I was on last night, but I have an urgent word from the Lord to release actually tonight. So we're going to get into that in a moment. Welcome to everybody jumping in the United States and around the world. We're so happy to have you with us tonight. I'm going to the comments right now to see who's here. Oh, I see people from Michigan, Morris, New York. Oh, Montana, Connecticut. Hello to our wonderful neighbors in Connecticut, Maryland as well, Mesa, Arizona. Oh, Lake Isabella, California. Welcome, South Florida, Queens, New York. Love the boroughs. Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Redding, California, Martinsburg, West Virginia. I see you as well. Chesapeake, Virginia, Aurora, Colorado, New Zealand. Hello to our international audience coming in. We love when our international audience comes in to join us. So welcome, welcome to you. I see New Jersey, Saskatchewan, Canada. Hello to our wonderful neighbors in Canada. Norway. Hello to our lovely friends in Norway. Actually, my husband Chris is part Norwegian, if you can't tell. He's got the blonde hair and the blue eyes, and he's got the slim build. He is actually very much Norwegian. And so together we sort of make a league of nations between the two of us when you put us together. Okay, let's see who else. Louisiana, South Dakota, El Paso, Texas, Florida, South Florida, Idaho, San Antonio, Massachusetts. Praise the Lord, and welcome to everybody that is jumping on right now, because we got some weighty things to talk about. I have a word from the Lord to release, basically. So if you could please share this broadcast, we would very much appreciate it. I'm going to tell you about this word after we open up in prayer. I'm going to time stamp this approximately 4:30 a.m. just so we have a time stamp here for this. And so what we're going to do is we're going to open up in prayer. We're going to give this over to the Lord. I'm going to release the word of the Lord that he has given me. So happy Friday to everybody. Shabbat Shalom to our Jewish brothers and sisters who are watching. Happy Sabbath. Happy Shabbat to you. Blessings to you. Baruch Hashem. Praise be to God. Okay, so let's open up in prayer as people are coming in, and then we will get into tonight. So Father God, in the precious name of your son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, Lord, we come before you this day. We praise you. You are Almighty God. You are high and lifted up far above every power, principality, and might. Lord, we give you all the glory, honor, and praise due your precious holy name. Lord, we humble ourselves before you this day, asking you to forgive us of our sins, cleanse us of all unrighteousness, Father. We all sin and fall incredibly short of the glory of God. Forgive us, Lord, wash us and cleanse us by the blood of Jesus Christ, Father God. We praise you. Your mercies are new every single day. Father, we come before your courts and your gates with thanksgiving and praise, Father God, boldly but humbly to the throne of grace, saying, your kingdom come and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Father, forgive us of our sins, Lord, as we go forth. We humbly acknowledge, Father, that you sent your son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, to the earth. He was the Passover lamb. He was the sacrifice for our sins. He was beaten for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. And we praise you, Father God, that he literally, when he said, it is finished, he made an open show and spectacle of the enemy before all of creation. He descended into the underworld. He took the keys from death. He defeated hell, death, and the grave. He miraculously rose again in 3 days, ascended back into heaven. He took his rightful, victorious place at the right hand of the Father, where he rules and reigns forevermore. He is the name above all names, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, our advocate without ceasing before your throne. And we honor that, Lord, before you this day. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we welcome your presence, the presence of Ruach Elohim, the Spirit of the living God, and the Holy Spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh, into this place. Father, let your power, your might, the weight of your glory mightily fall. Let the power of your presence, Father, mightily move and go forth tonight. Let people tangibly feel your presence, the weight of your presence, Father God. Let the Holy Spirit go forth and be the counselor, Father God, and minister to those who are watching tonight. By the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, by the Spirit of the one true living God, May only the truth and power of Almighty God with authority now come forth, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, let nothing pass through my mouth that doesn't pass through your throne first. Lord, allow me and our team the humble privilege of being vessels of your power, Father. Lord, we humbly submit to you. We ask you to lead us and guide us, be our front and rear guard. Fill us in the name of Jesus Christ with your wisdom, counsel, might, power, and the reverential fear of the Lord, Father God. Lord, we just praise you as we go forth tonight, Father God. Your word says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you, Father God. Lord, we let that scripture just be activated tonight, Father God, in the lives of those who are watching. Father, we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, you dispatch your holy angels of all offices, rankings, and divisions to surround the skies, the land, the perimeter of this property above and below to guard against every dimensional access point as we go forth tonight. That every work of darkness and iniquity in the name of Jesus Christ is rebuked, dismantled, destroyed, disabled, thwarted, disrupted, blocked, nullified, voided, rendered powerless, and their communication lines disrupted so they cannot carry out their plans. Father God, let it be cast back to the areas you have designated for such to be bound there in the name of Jesus Christ and not return, nor have anything sent in its place. Father, take all the glory for yourself. You are the potter, we most certainly just the clay. We are simply vessels that you mold and that you fill and that are receptacles of your glory, Father God. Every breath we owe you, you breathe life into dust, Father God. And every breath we owe you when we praise you that you are Yahweh, you are the breath, Father God. We praise you, Lord. We thank you for tonight, Father. Take all the glory for yourself, Father God. Let this word powerfully go forth and accomplish all of the purposes, Father God, which you have spoken from your throne. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen. 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 Welcome to those of you who were jumping on during prayer. So happy to have you with us. So let me say why I'm coming on urgently tonight, because the Lord woke me up at 3 a.m. during the night, got me up, got me into prayer. I prayed for probably about an hour and a half before I was prompted to come down into my office and to listen for the Lord and to just write what he was saying. Now, I will tell you something. People say, well, the Lord doesn't talk that much. There's no way he talks that much. Really? Have you ever shut your mouth long enough to listen? And I'm saying this in a very Italian way to everybody right now. Have you ever closed your mouth long enough without asking questions at all and just listened to what the Lord was saying and just write down and obey and listen to what he was saying without asking any questions, without interrupting, and without interfering? And let me tell you something, for an Italian woman, this is not a genetic trait. This is a learned trait, because us in our mouths and our culture, we want to come right out of the gate asking tons of questions. So this is a trait that is learned, that the Lord has trained me in over a period of time. And if you'll just, you know, be quiet and listen, the Lord will talk about all sorts of things that he wants to talk about. It's not what I want to talk about. It's what he wants to talk about. It's what he wants to say. It's what he has to say in that moment that matters, because he is the creator of all things. So basically, he got me up at 3. I was in prayer, praying in the spirit till about 4:30, when I was prompted to come down to my office, and this word powerfully came forth. And that's why I'm calling it urgent, because the Lord got me up during the night and had me come into my office to listen for this. So we're going to release the word right now. It is going to go up on the blog. So it will go up on the current blog on arcofgrace.org. And basically the word is probably a little over 6 pages. And let's begin. All honor, praise, and glory be to the Lord of hosts, creator of the heavens and the earth, who sits upon the highest throne and judges righteously before the nations. Holy is the Lord God who speaks forth, and it is, whose power and might is infinite. The Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, the first and the last, it is he, the Lord God Almighty, maker and sustainer of life. And to his kingdom there is no end. And the Spirit of the Lord says this day, take courage, my children, in a time of great tumult, for a tumult is being raised in the nation. Outcries have been raised in the nation. Turmoil and confusion have gone out in an attempt to fracture and divide, to weaken the root, says the Lord. Thus says the Lord, I, the Lord, am preparing to pass through your nation. Ready yourselves, my children. Consecrate yourselves before me, for there is an appointed time fast approaching, says the Lord, where I, the Lord, shall purge and clear out the decay and the old guard that is attempted to keep a grip within areas of your nation, within areas of the church. There is a changing of the guard that has been set in motion, says the Lord, a prophetic sign that the old is passing away. You are entering a new season, a new time, where I, the Lord, thy God, am uniquely equipping my capital children for the time requires it, says the Lord. The time requires an equipping that is unique to what is stirring in your nation, to what is moving about in the earth. You shall be double seasoned, says the Lord. I shall accelerate and pull forth from you a sharpening of the gifts, for it shall be needed in this time, says the Lord. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, Nebuchadnezzar, Nebuchadnezzar, says the Lord, that temptation lurks around Washington, D.C. to erect such an idol and a name. That temptation has circled the White House, and says the Lord, that temptation must be put down in this time. For pride attempts in advance, says the Lord. For a month filled with pride, he's talking about June, there were altars erected, altars that have been active, says the Lord. Altars where the names of leadership and high-ranking members have been placed upon such an altar in order to afflict and bring destruction, says the Lord. The physical body is feeling the effects of such warfare, says the Lord. Thus says the Lord, surrender and walk circumspectly before me, capital, the Lord your God, O leadership of this nation. This shall be what dismantles such an altar, for there is a coup being arranged. There is a coup being set within the administration, says the Lord. This coup does not just have a target of the president, who is called Trump, says the Lord, but it has targeted the Department of Defense and the Department of Justice, for together they are tasked with defending justice. However, muck and mire has strained such a relationship, says the Lord, for China and Russia are searching for a door to the Department of Defense, says the Lord. They are searching. Infiltrators, says the Lord. One shall be caught from within the department, says the Lord, for another cornerstone from the old guard is about to be broken off, says the Lord. For ceremonies were done around such a cornerstone, and the time has come to break such off, says the Lord, for it has been a stronghold in Washington, D.C., says the Lord. It has affected the nation, says the Lord. The Lincoln Monument. Watch, says the Lord, for an attempt. Highly symbolic in nature, says the Lord, shall be yet another alarm to the nation, says the Lord. For the enemy roams about like a lion seeking whom he may devour, and devour he is seeking with vengeance to accomplish in this time, says the Lord. An unusual and profoundly symbolic event shall break loose in the streets of Washington, D.C., says the Lord. I am bringing a humbling and a rumbling, says the Lord, within the walls and the offices of the White House, says the Lord. For the enemy attempts a great advance in this time. He shall attempt to cause such chaos, such an outcry, a protest greater than the former, in order to bring distraction and disarray, that he may move upon the souls of broken and wicked men, to bring forth an attack in the heart of your nation. Battle blueprints and plans have already been passed along the back channels with the help of moles from within that are about to be pulled forth suddenly from their holes and exposed for who they serve, for they serve their masters towards the east, says the Lord. A shaking in Kansas, says the Lord. Watch Kansas in this hour, says the Lord. And it was 8:08 a.m. By the time I started, I started getting to this part. And so it, I wrote in parentheses, hearing Wichita. I wrote that in parentheses. It shall be a sign to the nation, says the Lord, as the enemy is preparing a great pivot, and my capital people must be ready to intercede and dismantle, says the Lord, for he shall attempt to graze, capital, G-R-A-Z-E, leadership physically, says the Lord. His desire is for more, a great sacrifice. However, there shall only be a grazing at my capital command, for I am the Lord God, there is no other, and I shall intervene in such plans, says the Lord. Trucks full of explosives on the move in your nation shall be exposed and found, says the Lord, and blueprints for a multi-point attack on such that represents freedom and faith shall be exposed. For there is an attack being planned on one of the largest churches in America that is being set in motion, says the Lord. Pray and intercede, for it shall be thwarted right before disaster, says the Lord. For the packs of wolves have dispersed. Divide and conquer, says the Lord. You shall see evidence of this. For wolves in your nation, areas where there is a dense population, shall act in ways that is contrary to their instincts, says the Lord. And it shall be a sign of what I, the Lord, am set to move against such. Lone wolves, says the Lord, for they miscalculate, says the Lord, and shall be cornered and caught, says the Lord. And says the Lord of hosts, Florida, says the Lord, Florida, capitals, high alert, says the Lord, high alert. Leadership must be sober-minded and vigilant, says the Lord, for they seek to move in a string of attacks up the East Coast, says the Lord. An underground railroad has been established to move weapons and supplies. They shall attempt an attack in New York City to attempt to sculpt a hero out of the mayor's race, says the Lord. They shall plot such an attack to attempt to shake the city in order to lay claim to a seat, says the Lord, that the enemy is laying claim to, says the Lord. For the sorcery and bloodshed and grave sin concentrated within New York City, the enemy has claimed rights to such and to place his disciple upon such a seat, says the Lord. However, says the Lord, their plot shall be found out, their players exposed. One candidate shall be greatly exposed for taking large sums of money from terrorist organizations, says the Lord, and the deal was made to give them a hub and a center in New York City to be their Mecca, says the Lord. They are eyeing a Mecca in your nation, says the Lord. Their pilgrimage is on the move, says the Lord. And a great shaking shall occur in New York City of such. It shall shake New York, says the Lord. Massachusetts shall have pulled from the depths one of the largest corruption cases in its history. That shall be another sign to the nation that I, the Lord, am set to pass over such areas and deliver the judgment and wage that is due such. For you as a nation are set to enter a large turn where leadership truly must hold on to me for this turn. Is meant to slow down reckless driving and alert leadership to what is just around the bend, says the Lord. Then in capitals, a bear is around the bend, says the Lord. There is a temptation for Russia in this hour to do flybys and such threats against America, says the Lord. Alaska is shaking for a reason, says the Lord. It is a warning of what is about to come, the advance that shall be attempted, says the Lord. For leadership in Russia and Ukraine shall lose their seats in tandem, says the Lord. One shall be from a coup, says the Lord, a coup of their own making. For they did not yield when they were warned, says the Lord, and it shall shake up and break up the unity between Iran, Russia, and China, says the Lord. For that root system is about to have an axe of judgment taken to it in order to set them back in time so they do not advance before their time, says the Lord. Damascus, Damascus, says the Lord, is a time clock, says the Lord. Upheaval and another overthrow of leadership in Damascus, says the Lord. For the plot of war is being stirred in the Middle East, says the Lord. There is a temptation for Israel, says the Lord, that they, capitals, must not indulge in, says the Lord. For it is an ambush, says the Lord. For as they shift their focus to such a skirmish at the border, they shall be attacked from within, says the Lord. And another challenger is arising, says the Lord. The Goliaths in this time shall arise with blasphemies against the God of heaven and his people within the earth. Not only in Israel, but a Goliath, a challenger, is arising in the United States of America that shall attempt to undermine the entire administration, and it shall take the stones from me, the strategy from me, capital, from my throne, capital, the spiritual intelligence that only comes forth from my throne, says the Lord, to defeat such. That's all capitals. For a little horn has arisen in America, a challenger, a ram. You shall see such occur around the time of August into September, says the Lord. For the high holy day shall be marked by quakes. A piece shall fall from the western wall, says the Lord. A cornerstone, says the Lord. The heifers shall be blemished, says the Lord. They shall. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, off the coast of Australia, a strange swell in the sea shall occur, says the Lord. Australia shall cry out to me, says the Lord, for they are about to endure an attack, says the Lord. An attack from within, says the Lord. Infiltrators have entered such, as those think Australia has not been eyed. However, it has been strategically eyed, says the Lord, for such a time. And leadership needs to humble themselves under me to thwart such an attack, for it shall be a red herring to a greater attack in that area of the world, says the Lord. Europe, says the Lord. Europe has allowed an invasion, says the Lord. They shall see the greatest attack on their soil occur in this season. Intercede and pray to save the innocent, for palaces and bridges are being eyed, says the Lord. The Eiffel Tower is being eyed, says the Lord. Civil unrest in the streets, says the Lord, for that ancient spirit has laid claim to such territory as Ishmael attempts a great advance. The president of France is in danger, says the Lord. The leader of Spain is in danger, says the Lord. They in this season have set out to bring multiple heads of state down across multiple continents, says the Lord. And your own guards from within are involved, says the Lord. Heed this warning, says the Lord, before it is too late. Thus says the Lord, a weapons run from Mexico, one of the largest weapons runs to ever be attempted, shall be exposed, says the Lord, for a hole in the tire and the timing of my spirit, compelling patrol to reroute, shall thwart such. For the cartel is making a deal with terror, says the Lord. They have struck a deal, for their interests have been wounded, says the Lord. And now they seek those of terror to aid them in attacks at the border. Texas and California, says the Lord. Newsom has welcomed terror in, and that he shall receive, says the Lord. For the border of California shall go under a great attack and advance, says the Lord, and the fall from such will be great, as their setup for the next election shall implode before them. Seeing red, says the Lord, seeing red. Doors are about to unlock for my children that have stayed shut until this time. You are about to enter a great acceleration of growth. The pruning has happened, and now the growing shall occur, and it shall be accelerated in the lives of my people who have been faithful and diligent. I, the Lord, shall amplify your voice. I shall amplify your resources. You shall take new territory in this time. My people, prepare yourself for mature growth, supernatural growth, growth that is beyond space and time, for I, the Lord, hold the keys to space and time. And I, the Lord, am unlocking such weighty and accelerated growth for a time, for my people need to advance in the standard they are to be within this nation. For my people shall have a voice above the fray and the cluster of voices all at odds with each other, creating such an environment for the enemy to take prey. However, my people are set to mount up, for those who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not grow weary. They shall walk and not be faint or grow tired. I, the Lord, am about to lift the lid off of Michigan and the dangerous operations that have been mobilized, says the Lord. I, the Lord, am about to lift the lid off of the cover-up in Pennsylvania, says the Lord. Minnesota shall have a changing of the guard. In such scandal, there will be no way for leadership to continue, says the Lord. North Dakota, says the Lord, they have moved under the radar in such an area and are now set to be cornered. Sons of darkness shall be uncovered in that area, in such an area. Greater is he that is within you, my children, than he that is in the world. Guard your hearts, ready yourselves as watchmen. The power that raised Christ from the dead dwells within you, and the Acts, capitals, A-C-T-S, are set to come forth, for this is a time of fire, for I, the Lord, am a consuming fire. The sins of the forefathers must be dealt with, says the Lord, for your nation urgently needs to be purged of such. I shall visit the president, says the Lord. It will be undeniable, the encounter, for there needs to be a refocus and a change of mouth and speech. For what is coming, spiritual discipline will be greatly required. Thus says the Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. And amen. Praise the Lord. I felt the weight on that word as I was delivering it. I could actually physically feel the weight on that word. I want to go back and go over a few parts briefly because it took me, a good 20 minutes to get through that word. So that was, I tried to slow my speech down because, you know, we're New Yorkers, we're fast talkers up here. So I tried to slow it down a little bit. But let's go over some parts of this word. Okay. When the Lord is telling us to consecrate, he says, consecrate yourselves before me, for there is an appointed time fast approaching, says the Lord, where I, the Lord, shall purge and clear out the decay and the old guard that has attempted to keep a grip within areas of your nation, within areas of the church. There is a changing of the guard that has been set in motion, says the Lord, a prophetic sign that the old is passing away, that you are entering a new season, a new time, where I, the Lord, thy God, am uniquely equipping my capital children for the time requires it, says the Lord. Now, Pastor John MacArthur went home to be with the Lord. Pray for his family because this is part of that old guard, the old wine, the old passing away. You can't put old wine in new wineskins. This is a new wineskin for this season where God's people in the fivefold are being uniquely equipped because the time warrants it. That is a plumb line what happened in this time. The fact it happened in July, okay, which is interesting, given what has gone on in July thus far. But the fact that passing happened in July is a plumb line, is a dividing line. It is the old passing away. It is the old wineskins passing away. It is a sign we are entering a new season where God is uniquely equipping those he is raising up because the time requires it. There is biblical precedent for this. God has done this over and over again with leadership when the time has warranted it. Okay, Nebuchadnezzar. This is another one. Nebuchadnezzar, says the Lord, that temptation lurks around Washington, D.C. to erect such an idol and a name. That temptation has circled the White House, says the Lord. That temptation must be put down in this time. For pride attempts in advance, says the Lord. For a month filled with pride, there were altars erected, altars that have been active, says the Lord, altars where the names of leadership and high-ranking members have been placed upon such an altar in order to afflict and bring destruction, says the Lord. The physical body is feeling the effects of the warfare. Pray for President Trump, because this is a very sobering statement by the Lord. He was diagnosed with a vein condition. In the past couple of days, this has been breaking news. It's because his body is feeling the effects of the warfare. And God has to equip him differently and the people around him differently with the spiritual intelligence to fight off and fight back that warfare right now. Because you're dealing with altars that were purposely erected in June in order to attempt to afflict in July. And so this is why you're seeing what's happening with this. And he's warning about Nebuchadnezzar because Nebuchadnezzar got too prideful. He ran his mouth off too much. He was very undisciplined with his mouth. He was undisciplined in his actions. And finally, it got to a point where the Lord said, you're going to go live in the field like an animal for 7 years until you look up to the God in heaven and acknowledge who I, the Lord, am. And this happened, and he lived in the field like an animal for 7 years. The most powerful king on the planet, God put on all fours. Think about this. Made him live like an animal, a beast of burden, for 7 years until Nebuchadnezzar looked up and knew his place, which was way beneath Almighty God, and acknowledge that. So that temptation is there. It was the same temptation with David. When David got too haughty, he got too prideful, he started firing off at the mouth. He did what he did with Bathsheba. He did what he did with Uriah the Hittite. He did what he did with the census, because Satan is attempting to use pride to stand up to leadership of the nation, to bait them into fall. Remember, pride cometh before destruction. You can't have destruction without pride. Who is the monarch over the sons of pride? According to Job, I think it's chapter 41, 34, Leviathan. So that is a warning from the Lord right there. Another interesting part. Thus says the Lord, surrender and walk circumspectly before me, capital, the Lord your God, O leadership of this nation. This shall be what dismantles such an altar. For there is a coup being arranged. There is a coup being set within the administration, says the Lord. This coup does not just have a target of the president, who is called Trump, says the Lord, but it has targeted the Department of Defense and the Department of Justice. For together they are tasked with defending justice. However, Muck and Meyer has strained such a relationship, says the Lord. So another thing to intercede and pray for as the body of Christ right now, that these coups are exposed, because there are those that are acting as operatives, parading as what they are not. They are parading as something else in order to try to get into position. So pray and intercede for that. He also says, infiltrators, says the Lord, one shall be caught from within the department, says the Lord, for another cornerstone from the old guard is about to be broken off, says the Lord. For ceremonies were done around such a cornerstone, and the time has come to break such off, says the Lord. For it has been a stronghold in Washington, D.C., says the Lord. It has affected the nation, says the Lord. And right after that, the Lord says, the Lincoln Monument. Watch, says the Lord, for an attempt, highly symbolic in nature, says the Lord, shall be yet another alarm to the nation, says the Lord. When an alarm goes off, what is it? 911, right? 9/11, an alarm to the nation, an emergency, a 911 moment. Just keep that in mind. Okay, let's go down here a little bit. Okay, let's see here. For the enemy attempts a great advance in this time, he shall attempt to cause such chaos, such an outcry, a protest greater than the former, in order to bring distraction and disarray, that he may move upon the souls of broken and wicked men to bring forth an attack in the heart of your nation. Battle blueprints and plans have already been passed along the back channels with the help of moles from within that are about to be pulled forth suddenly from their holes and exposed for who they serve. For they serve their masters towards the east, says the Lord. If you're moving towards the east, right, this means one of two things. Either the northeast area or the east area in this nation, which I don't think that's it, or China, the Middle East, their masters in the East. They are slaves to masters in the East. These slaves are in this nation attempting to bring these attacks forth. He talks about a shaking in Kansas, but then something interesting, he says. As the enemy is preparing a great pivot, and my capital people must be ready to intercede and dismantle, says the Lord, for he shall attempt to graze capital, G-R-A-Z-E, leadership physically, says the Lord. His desire is for more. So more than a grazing is what the enemy is desiring. A great sacrifice. However, there shall only be a grazing at my capital command. For I am the Lord God, there is no other, and I shall intervene in such plans, says the Lord. So intercede and pray about that as well. Then he goes into trucks full of explosives on the move, and your nation shall be exposed and found, says the Lord, and blueprints for a multi-point attack on such that represents freedom and faith shall be exposed. So attacks on freedom and faith, for there is an attack being planned on one of the largest churches in America that is being set in motion, says the Lord. Pray and intercede, for it shall be thwarted right before disaster, says the Lord. The reason why the Lord exposes these things is so we as the ecclesia as the body of Christ can begin to target our prayers like an arrow and intercede in that direction in order to change the outcome of what he is warning about. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down and destruction of strongholds. So our weapons are not carnal. They are mighty through God. So when God is giving us the spiritual intelligence and the intelligence for such things, we are meant then to take the sword of the Spirit, the weapons of our warfare that are not carnal, to bring down strongholds and plans of the enemy. He talks about packs of wolves, and very interesting, he talks about wolves in your nation. Where there is a dense population shall act in ways that is contrary to their instincts, says the Lord. So wolves, physical wolves, like the animal, are going to do things contrary to their instincts as a sign in this time of what I, the Lord, am set to move against such. Lone wolves, says the Lord, for they miscalculate, says the Lord, and shall be cornered and caught, says the Lord. Lord warns about Florida as well. New York City to make a sculpted hero. So allowing an attack in New York City to try to sculpt a hero in order to try so they can lay claim to a seat, says the Lord, that the enemy is laying claim to, says the Lord, for the sorcery and bloodshed and grave sin concentrated within New York City. The enemy has claimed rights to such and to place his disciple upon such a seat, says the Lord. Now, the Lord says the plot will be found out. And he talks about more shall come forth about candidates taking large sums of money from terrorist organizations. But then he says, and the deal was made to give them a hub and a center in New York City to be their Mecca, says the Lord. They are eyeing a Mecca in your nation, says the Lord. Their pilgrimage, Muslims, true Muslims, make a pilgrimage to Mecca at least one time in their lifetimes. So the Lord is saying they're looking to make New York City a Mecca in your nation. Their pilgrimage is on the move, says the Lord, and a great shaking shall occur in New York City of such. It shall shake New York, says the Lord. And then he talks about one of the largest corruption cases coming out of the depths in Massachusetts. In its history, that shall be another sign to the nation that I, the Lord, am set to pass over such areas and deliver the judgment and wage that is due such, for you as a nation are set to enter a large turn where leadership truly must hold on to me, for this turn is meant to slow down reckless driving and alert leadership to what is just around the bend, says the Lord. So he's purposely causing the leadership of this nation to enter this turn to slow down reckless driving that is going on and alert the leadership to what is around the bend. Because when you're going too fast around a bend, you cannot process in time what is around the bend that you cannot see. But when you're entering a turn slowly and with caution, it actually, you can see a better picture and properly prepare for it as you're going around that turn. And right after that is when the Lord in capital says, a bear is around the bend, says the Lord. Now, this is funny that the Lord has a sense of humor. And let me tell you why. Because a bear, if you go look at our social media, a bear jumped over our fence into our pool area this week. So bears are even physically showing up on our property over the past couple of weeks. So this is the Lord's wit and sense of humor at work here as well. But he's saying a bear is around the bend, says the Lord. There is a temptation for Russia in this hour to do flybys and such threats against America, says the Lord. Alaska is shaking for a reason, says the Lord. It is a warning of what is about to come, the advance that shall be attempted, says the Lord. And he says leadership in Russia and Ukraine shall lose their seats in tandem, says the Lord. One shall be from a coup, says the Lord, a coup of their own making. For they did not yield when they were warned, says the Lord. And then he talks about how it's going to shake up and break up unity within certain nations. And he says an axe of judgment, the root system is about to have an axe of judgment taken to it in order to set them back in time so they do not advance before their time, says the Lord. Why is that? Because Almighty God has a schedule. He has a schedule. Satan has a very corrupted schedule, and Almighty God has a pure, holy schedule. And all of these nations have to come into alignment at certain times in order to align with the schedule that God has put forth to bring forth what is happening in the end times. He says, he warns that Damascus is a time clock as well. There's going to be upheaval and another overthrow of leadership in Damascus, says the Lord. For the plot of war is being stirred in the Middle East, says the Lord. There is a temptation for Israel, says the Lord. Capitals that they must not indulge in, says the Lord. For it is an ambush, says the Lord. For as they shift their focus to such a skirmish at the border, they shall be attacked from within, says the Lord. And another challenger is arising, says the Lord. The Goliaths in this time shall arise with blasphemies against the God of heaven and his people within the earth. Not only in Israel, but a Goliath, a challenger, is arising in the United States of America that shall attempt to undermine the entire administration. And it shall take the stones from me, the strategy from me, capital, meaning the Lord, from my throne, capital, the spiritual intelligence that only comes forth from my throne, says the Lord, to defeat such. David could not defeat Goliath without obeying the unconventional instruction of the Lord. The Lord did not keep armor on David. He did not give David a sword. He did not give him a shield. He trained him as a shepherd, and he made him go pick 5 smooth stones because Goliath had 4 brothers, so David wanted to be prepared. You see, this is unconventional warfare. The Lord is attempting to train the administration in. This is unconventional warfare because it has a very heavy spiritual component to it as well. Okay. The Lord talks about Australia too. Attacks from within Australia, a red herring of sorts for a greater attack. Europe was interesting. The part about Europe, says the Lord, Europe has allowed an invasion, says the Lord. They shall see the greatest attack on their soil occur in this season. Intercede and pray to save the innocent, for palaces and bridges are being eyed, says the Lord. The Eiffel Tower is being eyed, says the Lord. Civil unrest in the streets, says the Lord, for that ancient spirit has laid claim to such territory as Ishmael attempts a great advance. The president of France is in danger, says the Lord. The leader of Spain is in danger, says the Lord. They in this season have set out to bring multiple heads of state down across multiple continents, says the Lord. And your own guards from within are involved, says the Lord. Heed this warning, says the Lord, before it's too late. Very sobering words for certain leaders in Europe, and a warning to bring down heads of state across multiple continents. He goes into the weapons run from Mexico and the cartel joining with terror, coming to agreement with terrorist groups. To aid them in attacks at the border. He warns about California and an attack. California shall go under a great attack in advance, says the Lord, and the fall from such will be great as their setup for the next election shall implode before them. Seeing red, says the Lord, seeing red. And next is when the Lord goes into the doors unlocking for his children that have stayed shut for such a time. You're about to enter a great acceleration of growth. The pruning has happened, and now the growing shall occur, and it shall be accelerated in the lives of my people who have been faithful and diligent. I, the Lord, shall amplify your voice. I shall amplify your resources. You shall take new territory in this time. My people, prepare yourself for mature growth, supernatural growth, growth that is beyond space and time. For I, the Lord, hold the keys to space and time. And I, the Lord, am unlocking such weighty and accelerated growth for a time. For my people need to advance in the standard they are to be within the nation. So, very interesting here, the instruction God is giving specifically for his people, and the Lord goes on about this, and then ends up going into Michigan. He's about to lift the lid off of Michigan and a dangerous operation that have been mobilized, says the Lord. I'm about to lift the lid off the cover-up in Pennsylvania, says the Lord. Minnesota shall have a changing of the guard in such scandal. There will be no way for leadership to continue, says the Lord. North Dakota, says the Lord, they have moved under the radar in such an area and are now set to be cornered. Sons of darkness shall be uncovered in that area. And the rest of it is the Lord encouraging you in scripture, in the word. This is what I say about prophecy. Almighty God is the word. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God, and the word became flesh and dwelt among us, which means Almighty God is the word. He's going to quote himself within prophecy. He's always going to bring it back to the word. And that's what the Lord does here. He brings it back to the word. So all glory be to God for that, because this is a weighty, heavy word, and it's an urgent word, because like I said, the Lord had me up at 3 a.m. interceding before he gave this to me. And you know how the Lord, it's funny how the Lord wakes you up sometimes. First Cyrus is pacing around my bed, trying frantically to get me up. So I get up with Cyrus, I take them outside. I tried to go back to bed. The Lord stopped me, stirred my spirit, got me up. I left so Chris could sleep. I went and interceded in another room, and then I came down to the basement to hear the word of the Lord, where my office is basically. It's a very nice basement. Don't worry, I'm not in a dungeon or anything. I came down to the basement to hear the word of the Lord. So this is why when things are at stake, when emergencies are about to happen, when there's an urgency, the Lord will stir you and get you up. So this is exactly what I did. I give him all the glory for it. Pray about it. Test the spirit. Okay. Now, a couple of other things. First of all, I have to tell you, because we're having a significant issue with this. I don't have an assistant reaching out to people to give them a personal word. And reaching out to them through Messenger on Facebook and other social media platforms. I do not have assistants reaching out to you to give you personal words in order to manipulate you for resources. We don't have an orphanage in Africa that we're reaching out collecting money for. We don't take part in QFS, Quantum Financial System. So anybody that is doing any of this, it's not me. I promise you, it's not. And this has become such an issue. We're getting so many emails about it that I'm just telling you this. Please report these people if they are doing this, because they are deceivers and they are liars. And so just please, we're asking you to report them for what they are doing. In the book of Numbers, it says your sin will find you out. And we have absolutely seen that all over social media as well, with that little debacle that happened at the Coldplay concert. So, you know, this is a very, very true scripture. Okay, so also, we're getting a lot of emails as well about ways to give. So we're just going to put this up. I'm not talking about it. We're going to put it up for you. You can go to one of these ways that you can. We have the Venmo right there, the QR code for Venmo. If you can't use Venmo, we have our address. Otherwise, we have multiple websites up there that you can go to as well, because we're getting a lot of emails about this. So we'll be putting this up from time to time just to help people along, so our team doesn't have to answer so many emails, which they love to answer your emails. Don't get me wrong. They love it when you write them. But if we can answer a group question, this is how we're going to do it. So, yep, all the ways are up there. Praise the Lord. Okay, lastly, one more thing. The Revelationary War is out. I praise the Lord for this book, that he allowed me to write this book. Pastor Ricky Ray was a big part of me writing this book, because the Lord gave him the dream and he came to me with the dream. And I'm in the process now of writing a second book that's going to be out early next year. All glory be to God. And so I'm in the process right now of writing it. It's going to be out early next year in 2026. So if you haven't gotten the Revelationary War yet, please get this and read this first, because the second book is going to make a lot more sense. And God bless everybody who has purchased it. It's getting amazing reviews. I give God all the glory. Never thought I would write books. Well, God thought, and so I did it. I fought the Lord for years. Do you know this? On writing a book. I fought him for years. And then finally, it got to the point where he won. and I did it. So all glory be to God for that. So thank you everyone for joining us tonight. The word will be up on the blog as well. So you can go to arcofgrace.org. Hit blogs, hit current blog. The word will be up there. So we will be back on. I'm hoping to be back on early next week. We will be traveling. I'm hoping to go live from where we are traveling to. And so basically, hopefully you'll see me on Monday. We will be putting out shorts as well. I hear Toby coming. There he is. There's little man. Okay. And pray for Magnolia, one of our sheep. Here comes Sai-Sai. Pray for Magnolia, one of our new sheep, one of the four dark brown females. Dr. Angel, the vet, was here today. Yes, we are Ark of Grace, and we have a vet named Dr. Angel. I couldn't make this up. So Dr. Angel was here with his team treating Magnolia. She is fighting something off. Our team noticed it early this morning, immediately took action to get Dr. Angel there. So pray for Magnolia right now because he had to do quite a bit. He had to give her antibiotics injections. He had to take blood. They have to run a CBC. There is something going on that she is fighting off. We're keeping a close eye on her. So please, if you could pray for Magnolia right now. One of the sheep here at the sanctuary, we'd greatly appreciate it. So thank you, everyone, for joining us. God bless you. Keep the faith. Armor up according to Ephesians chapter 6, Psalm 91. I say it every single day. I encourage you to say it every single day. Also, Psalms 1, 23, 34, 35, and 51. We encourage you in the word. Ephesians 1 and 3 from the Believer's Authority by Pastor Kenneth Hagin. I say those scriptures from those chapters every single day, sometimes multiple times a day, as well as the Lord's Prayer in Matthew 6. So Jesus taught his disciples to pray this way. It was straight spiritual intelligence from heaven. And so we encourage you to adopt that into your prayer life, as well as Hebrews chapter 11, one of the greatest chapters on faith ever. So thank you, everyone, for joining us. We love you. Have a wonderful weekend. Have a wonderful rest of your evening. And I think what we're going to do tonight is we're just going to go out tonight. We could post the commercials in the video section is what we'll do. We'll post both commercials in the video section, and we're going to go out tonight just this way. So thank you, everyone. God bless you, and we'll see you next week.